It was good, you know, it went really well. Obviously, you're going to have apprehension. Afterwards, I worked it out. I had been 17 months in total since my last actual game of any standard, let alone a competitive game. But things seemed to click, it seemed to go okay, the boys were brilliant, and it went really well.
Just talk me through the reception the fans gave you as well. It was fairly extraordinary. Talk me through your emotions just kind of coming out onto the ice.
Yeah, you know, it was exceptional. It was something straight away I was, you know, taken aback by it and kind of wanted to, you know, thank the fans at the time. And obviously you got a job to do, you have to concentrate on that. But the more I thought about it after the game and I had a beer, it really did like blow me away with just the reception I got.
Is that something that you've got to almost put to the back of your mind? But to a certain degree, it must kind of take you aback a little bit.
Yeah, it did. And it did. But like you say, at the time, even though I realised, you know, how great the reception was and how grateful I was to it, I still had to go in and do a job. It would be no good going in and getting overwhelmed by it. So thankfully, I was able just to, like you say, park it to one side. And then after, it really, really did dawn on me just how big a deal it was and how great the fans were.
Talk me through the game itself. Obviously, it was a great win, 8-1, fairly emphatic victory, but just talk me through it from your perspective.
The boys were exceptional. We knew when the team was being signed and from seeing them straight away in practice in the first few days just how skillful and how fast this team is. And when the boys are all clicking in on the same page and the D's moving the puck up to the forwards and the forwards are using their speed, we can show just how destructive we can be in this league. And we showed it against Coventry in pre-season at home. We showed it again against Fife, just how good this team can be. I think now it's just a case of maybe getting that consistency day after day, which I'm sure is going to come pretty soon, and then keep playing to our strengths and making sure everyone is on the same page.
And it's all about keeping that momentum up, isn't it? Now, you've had the two back-to-back wins in Fife. You're off to a good start, a four-point weekend. So now it's about rolling on to the weekend coming.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we got a good win in Cardiff, which is historically is always a difficult place to go and play in that rink due to the size of it and the way that the Cardiff team's always recruited to play at home in their small rink. We got a good win there, and like I say, we just picked up 4 points. So we got a bit of momentum, and now it's important to carry on that juggernaut and move it into Saturday against Nottingham.
And that game against Nottingham, obviously you've been around the team for a good couple of years now. You've played in the Elite League for a good couple of years as well. How big is that match in context, especially this early on in the season, to get a win down there?
Yeah, it's massive, especially like the first game of the season. With it being down there, you know, we've got quite a few new guys, not just to Sheffield, to the league overall. But no doubt they realise already how big and how important this game is, how big it is for the club, how big it is for the fans, and like you say, historically, just how big the rivalry is.
And they've been playing in the Champions Hockey League, so still have kind of roster decisions to make there. Do you kind of know what to expect going down there?
Well, like you say, because they have been back early, we've been playing in the Champions League. In theory, they should have a bit of a jump in that they've been together longer, so they should be able to click a bit quicker. But when you play Nottingham, you always know they're going to be extremely highly offensive. They're going to be putting up good numbers. So it's down to us to play to our strengths, which is we're an extremely well-balanced team between our defence and forwards. Maybe take on a couple of waves of pressure and then use our speed to go after them on the counter.
And do you think you will be quicker than them from what you've seen?
I haven't watched Nottingham so far this year. Unfortunately, I've not had a chance to. But the way that we look, you know, I think we are, if not the quickest team in the league, I think we can match any other team.
What about their goaltending as well? Craig Kowalski, between the pipes, he's, you know, a good goaltender for them.
Yeah, he's, like I say, he's a veteran. He's got a wealth of experience, not only in this league, in the AHL. He's very consistent. People always value him as being one of the top goaltenders, if not the top goaltender. And you know what? He can stand on his head and he can make it difficult, but that's down to us to break him, maybe try and break him early on, not give him that confidence and take it to him.
What's their arena like to play in as well for a player that's been down there? And you spent a bit of time playing in that arena for Nottingham as well, didn't you? So what's that environment like to play in?
It's a brilliant environment, but it's like a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, the crowd are on top of you all the time because it's quite a steep arena. It's a big arena, it's quite steep, so the seats are very close to you. And when things are going good for Nottingham, it's hard to break that. However, when things are not going so good for Nottingham, the fans can get a bit restless, and when being on top of it all the time, it can counteract against what you're trying to achieve.
And then Belfast on the Sunday, hopefully in the Sheffield Arena, we're going to find out in the next kind of couple of days. Is that an opportunity to kind of put a marker down, both the Nottingham game and the Belfast game as well?
It is. It's huge weekend before the season. You know, you look at the teams throughout the league and you know that Belfast and Nottingham are always going to be right up there at the top. So to go in with the momentum we've got, if we can put, like you say, put a marker down this weekend, it could serve us up great to keep rolling on going in towards October. Belfast, they've got a good team. They've got pretty much the same team as last year. They've managed to recruit the vast majority of the same guys. So we've got a bit of an idea and indication of what to expect from Belfast. And like you say, that should be another great game this weekend.
And Stephen Murphy, for them, you know, it's going to be a battle of the goalies, really, isn't it? Kind of Frank Doyle on the Steelers side and obviously Stephen Murphy on the Belfast side.
Yeah, Murph's another top goaltender, but you expect that when you're talking about the top teams in this league. And he was exceptional for Belfast last year. He was one of the reasons, you know, they did so well and went on to win the league. He was exceptional in the playoff final, which obviously we won. And from Belfast's point of view, you know, I'm pretty sure they'll be using that as a bit of a reason to try and get one back on us.
Going back to talking about yourself, talk me through the last year. You said 17 months without a competitive game. Obviously, you spent a lot of time on the sideline. What was that year like for you?
Long. Really, really long. You know, it was extremely frustrating because originally, the initial injury, we felt it wasn't so severe and it might only be a few weeks. Those weeks quickly turned into a couple of months. Then we finally looked like I was in a situation where I could be back, joining back up into the lineup. I was only a couple of days away and it just went again, which when I spoke to the specialist, he recommended that I need to have surgery, and basically that ended the year. So it was an extremely long, frustrating and not too enjoyable season.
Were there some dark days for yourself during that period? Did you contemplate retiring, maybe not carrying on?
Not so much retiring or not carrying on, but obviously when I was pretty close to coming back, that was quite a big blow. It makes you think, you know, I spent 4 months or so worth of rehab in the gym, doing everything that had been asked of me, and obviously to no avail. So that gives you a bit of a setback. But within the day, maybe 2 days after, I shrugged it off and said, well, it is what it is. You just have to get back on with it. But no, not once did I ever feel as though it was something that was going to hinder me long term and end my career.
And then obviously there's the question of the off season. You've got the uncertainty because effectively your contract was up over the summer, so there's the uncertainty of whether or not you'd be back this season.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest problems with hockey, is that the vast majority of contracts tend to just be 1 year contracts. So you get an injury like that, it's obviously hugely against you and what have you. But I spoke to the club and the club was fantastic with it, the way that they handled it. They knew early on there might have been something else we could have gone down the route of doing, which could have maybe had me back playing in the season during the season a bit earlier. As it happens, we didn't use that option, and the club appreciated that and was very generous in giving me another contract.
So now with you and Andy Jazic, how does it work with the both of you being backups?
That's something obviously that is down to the coach Gerard Adams to decide. He told me my specific role in the club. I'm sure Yash will have his own role, but that's something down to G to decide.
And what is your own role?
Well, my own role when I signed back was that I was going to be the backup, and then contribute in any way when I have to play. Obviously, I've got quite a lot of experience in the league, proven when I go in that I can win games for the club, Sheffield, and for my previous clubs. I think G really appreciates that, just as I do with knowing my own role.
And how many games do you expect to start this year? I think under Ryan Finnerty it was around nine a season, I think, was the kind of highest point. I think he came out and very early on committed to giving you so many starts. Have you had a conversation like that with Jared?
No, I've not. And you know what, I've had it in the past where I've had conversations in private, and sometimes you exceed that and sometimes it falls way short of that. So it's not something that you can look too much into when somebody comes out early doors and say, you know what, you're going to play X amount of games, because obviously it depends week to week, depends how the team's going, depends on injuries, depends on a range of issues. So it's not something I'm too bothered about or I look into. You know, I've done a good job whenever my time's come along and whenever I've given the opportunity, and that's all I can concentrate on continuing to do.
And you were in the Great Britain squad that went to Slovenia before your injury. Is that the goal, to get back in that squad?
Ideally, and hopefully, yeah, it would be nice to be part of the GB setup again. Obviously, due to the injury, I missed out last season, and obviously fell out of the squad. So now it's up to me to try and battle back and see if I can get back into contention for making that squad.
Is that difficult for a backup to do? Other guys around the league are obviously playing week in, week out, and obviously yourself are kind of as and when.
Yeah, exactly. It is. That's the situation you find yourself in, so it's what you've got to deal with. I've done it before in the past, so, you know, I'm not saying it's easy. It's not going to be easy. I'm in no doubt about that, but like I say, it's a situation you find yourself in, so you just got to kick on and just deal with it.
And just finally, I wanted to ask you a bit about Frank Doyle, kind of goaltender to goaltender. Watching him from the sideline last year, what have you made to not only the season he had last year, but the way he started this campaign as well?
Last season, it was phenomenal, especially in the playoffs for the club. When they needed Frankie to step up, he did step up, and he was massive. But what I have found from watching Frankie over the last season and the start of this season is just how calm he is during a game, before a game, after the game. He's just, you know, he never gets too high, never gets too low. He just rides along at his constant calmness, and, you know, and take nothing away from him because he's fiercely competitive. But, you know, he appreciates that being a goaltender, you can't get too high. It's not like a player where you can show your emotions and then you can go and have a couple of minutes on the bench and then regather your composure as a goalie. You're always out there. And that's one of his extremely strong traits.
Do you think that calmness translates through the rest of the squad, gives the other guys around him that kind of sense of confidence as well?
Yeah, I do. I think it like I say, it spreads. You know, Frankie's played in a lot of leagues in a lot of years, so he has a lot of experience. And I think through that calmness, it spreads into the defence and the forwards, and, you know, it helps keep some stability and maybe a bit of balance in the team.